a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Didn't inhale and never tried it again.
We're having an aftershock right now.
We're feeling it.
We're the station for breaking news, traffic and weather together, and conversation about important stories. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Thank you for 100 years of trust from KSL News Radio.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 86 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. We're learning more about the Buffalo, New York shooting that left 10 dead, 3 injured over the weekend. Police now say the suspect had visited that grocery store where he opened fire all the way back in March to case the place. We have two reporters on the story this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell begins team coverage on the investigation.
Buffalo Police Chief Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia says there's new evidence the 18-year-old suspect visited the Tops Friendly Market a couple months ago. He says the white gunman accused of a racially charged rampage planned to target more places if he had escaped the scene. Grimaglia says the suspect had a large digital footprint, so the investigation will be ongoing. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Team coverage on the reaction here in Utah continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
See something, say something. That's when parents, teachers, and students are encouraged to anonymously report any public safety threats to the app.
In the past 12 months, we've had almost 400 tips of that nature, many of those involving weapons.
Representative Steve Ellison helps sponsor getting the app into Utah schools. He says mental health issues are also a key component of mass shooters of all ages and says Utah is working on making the resources known.
We have mobile crisis outreach teams that could come to that individual's location and do an assessment. We have a number of crisis receiving centers where a person could be evaluated.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The site of Saturday's mass shooting is now a makeshift memorial as the investigation continues.
This supermarket was a real point of pride for this community. Until it opened, there wasn't another one in this neighborhood. And with it closed for the foreseeable future because of what police have described as the lengthy investigation into the shooting, it has been left to church groups and other nonprofits to come and set up tents and tables, even here in the pouring rain, to donate food to members of the community who have nowhere else to go.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky in Buffalo. KSL News Time 602. Police say they believe they have the man responsible for the California church shooting yesterday. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says investigators believe that 68-year-old David Chow drove from his home in Las Vegas 4 hours to Laguna Woods, California, then opened fire on a lunch banquet at a Presbyterian church. One person died, 5 more were wounded.
During the course of his arranging his assault, we located several bags within the facility. They contained magazines with additional ammo, 4 Molotov cocktail-like incendiary devices that he had placed around the inside of the church.
David Chow is a 68-year-old Chinese immigrant, U.S. citizen. The FBI has opened up a hate crime investigation. They believe he may have targeted the largely Taiwanese congregation because of his anger over political tensions and how he was treated when he lived in Taiwan. KSL News Time 603. Police in Montana say a man killed in an accident involving a garbage truck was a 24-year-old from Utah. Helena police say Jacob Garza apparently took shelter in a cardboard recycling bin, and when the container was picked up by a garbage truck, he was killed. Police don't think that the driver knew he was in there. A new report says Utah has been financially investing less in its next generation over the last few years. This report is from a nonprofit named the Utah Foundation, and it looks at how well the state is focusing on the physical and mental needs of its youth.
The report says the amount of money Utah spends on parks and recreation has been declining over recent years, although Utah is still one of the top-ranked states nationwide when it comes to parks and rec spending. The report also says spending on public education has decreased, but the number of nonprofit youth organizations in the state has increased recently. The report suggests these decreases could be related to the declining birth rate. However, the report says even with that in mind, it appears Utah is spending less on its youth. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
The FDA has reached an agreement with the nation's largest infant formula plant, which could ease the nationwide shortage eventually.
It's welcome news to parents struggling to find baby formula. The FDA says inspections show that Abbott has solved its contamination issue and could restart making the infant child nutrition in the next 2 weeks. Still means it could be more than a month before the supply is back to normal on store shelves. In the meantime, the FDA is also working on improving imported formula.
That's ABC's Andy Field, KSL News Time 605. We learned this afternoon the Weber State's men's basketball coach is retiring. Randy Ray has been with the team for 16 seasons. The assistant coach will take over for him. Eric Duft becomes the team's 10th head coach since they entered Division I. Ricky Meese.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.